The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. I'm Jackie Reddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Lovely.
We are here with Lori Rudalavich, Vice President, Senior Mortgage Lender at PS Mortgage, a division of PS Bank. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie and Pat.
Thank you for being here with us. Lori, you're an all pro.
Thank you for asking me.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. And you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
Yeah, that's for people who have a lot of time on their hands.
Or if you're watching the weather.
Right, right. Check us out on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. Once again, Lori Rudalavich, Vice President, Senior Mortgage Lender with PS Mortgage. Please tell me a little bit about PS Mortgage, you, how long you've been providing mortgages to the Northeast PA, and doing what you do, please.
Thanks, Jackie. PS Mortgage is a newer division of a bank, PS Bank. I merged in with the bank last April of 2016. Prior to that, I had owned a mortgage company myself, but we decided to join with the bank to open up programs such as the one that we're going to talk about today and increase our business. PS Bank has been around since the early 1900s, and most of their footprint lies in Bradford and Sullivan County, and they moved down to Lackawanna County last April and has a branch on Lackawanna Trail Road, which is in the Garrity Supermarket Plaza in Clark Summit, and my office of PS Mortgage is located on 251 East Grove Street in Clark Summit.
Okay. How long have you been doing mortgages?
I started doing mortgages right out of college. So early in the 1990s, I started doing mortgages. I've stuck with it and I've done the ups and downs, and it looks like we're in an uptrend right now. And that's pretty much what I love to do, and I've been doing it for a long time.
So you are busy.
We are busy right now. And we love helping first-time homebuyers, and I was thrilled that you asked me to join the show today because it was perfect timing for a program that we're running right now for first-time homebuyers.
Caught my attention, and I want to hear all about it, all the details, please, Lori.
Okay, well, we call it First Front Door, and it is a grant that's reserved for first-time homebuyers, and it is a match from the bank 3-to-1. So for every dollar you put down, we match that $3 up to a maximum of $5,000. So to maximize the $5,000, a borrower would have to contribute $1,667. They'll have an additional $5,000 from us, and they can use those funds for either down payment or for closing costs. It's their choice how they want to use that money. Some of the regulations for it is you do need to be a first-time homebuyer. And our definition of a first-time homebuyer might be different than what you're thinking. A first-time homebuyer means that you have not owned a house in the last 3 years. It is also for people that are possibly getting a divorce and you had owned a house possibly with your husband. The new parent that has, we call them displaced spouses, they also qualify as a first-time homebuyer at that time. So it can be used for people leaving a marriage and wanting to buy a house now on their own.
Or a couple that owned a house 5 years ago, six, seven, whatever.
That's correct. They just haven't been able to own anything in the last 3 years.
Because a lot of people lost their homes and rented and want to get back into home buying.
They're ready to get back into home ownership, and we are ready to help them.
Okay. So it's a grant program.
It's a grant. It does not have to be paid back. You do need to stay in the house for 5 years. No interest accumulates during that time, and 20% of that drops off every year. So basically, if for some reason you had to sell the house in the fourth year, you would owe back $1,000 if you made a profit on the house. So if the house depreciated and you weren't making any money, it doesn't have to be paid back.
Okay. Are there any requirements in terms of income?
Yes. You do have to have a household income of 80% of HUD median. And for Lackawanna and Luzerne, I pulled some numbers up. If you are a single person, you need to make less than $33,350. If you are a family of two, the income limit is $38,100. A family of three is $42,850. And a family of four is $47,600. There are other limits up to families of eight. In the family of eight, you can make less than $62,850. So it's tiered based on the county that you're purchasing in and how big your family is.
And you have all that information. So anybody that's interested in this program should call you and your office.
Yes. Okay. We can look that up for them.
And how does someone get in touch with you, Lori?
My phone number is 570-586-3122. Or my email address is lrudalavage, and that's lrudalavage@psbanking.com.
Okay. So we talked about the income requirements just there, and what about the property requirements? Are there any requirements that the property has to fulfill?
On our end, we do not look at anything for the property. We just go off of their income. The loan that they choose to do, whether it's FHA, VA, or conventional, there may be some restrictions on loan products for the condition of the house, but for the actual grant, there is not.
Okay.
This program works with conventional loans for first-time home buyers, is a 3% down payment, and it also works for FHA loans, VA loans, USDA, pretty much any product that's out there, this grant works with.
And is there any area that this grant money would not be?
No, we do them all throughout Pennsylvania.
Okay, so availability wherever the buyer desires to live, as long as their income meets the median HUD income requirements, they're good.
Yes.
Okay.
The very good thing about this program is it does work with some other local city and county grants where you can add the money together.
Such as the city of Scranton, they have a program, correct?
Yep, the city of Scranton has their OECD program, and we work in conjunction with them. OECD, they do require a little bit more money down than we do. To maximize their funds, they do a match. If you put $7,000 down, they will match you $7,000 or 10% of the sales price. And they will also give you an additional $5,000 for closing costs. We recently had a closing last week, and this girl bought a house in Scranton, and she was thrilled. She bought an $80,000 house, was able to come up with $7,000 through some of her savings and some gift money for family, and she walked away with $17,000 in grants. She got $7,000 from OECD for her down payment. She got $5,000 from OECD for her closing costs, and she got an additional $5,000 from us. So that, all those grants she used as a down payment, she was able to avoid PMI, and she has a mortgage payment that is much less than rent would go for that house.
I bet you she got a nice house, too.
She did get a beautiful house, and OECD does have some restrictions on the house, and they said it was a perfect house. And she's very happy to live there.
There's some nice houses in Scranton, I mean, at reasonable prices.
Well, your money goes a lot farther in the city of Scranton.
Yes, it does.
Than it does in outlying areas, and that's the benefit. So the OECD program is a Scranton program. So if you use the OECD program, you do have to buy within the city limits.
Yes.
But that was quite a closing.
That was a great closing. She was thrilled. She had her family there. OECD's income limits are the same 80% of HUD as ours. So she was able to utilize all of that money to use towards her purchase.
Lori, who do you see mostly taking advantage of these types of grants?
We have done several for single people that have just gotten out of college and are just starting at a job. So a single person needs to make less than $33,350. And we all know those coming out of college aren't hitting their dream job right away. So they can use their income and purchase a house rather than start off with rent. The other popular family is sometimes a single mother that has two or three children. They fall within that income limit also. We do not have to use their child support as part of that income, only their earned wages.
So some people that really want to own a home sometimes can't?
Well, we hope they can now by using this grant and getting their payments lower and avoiding PMI and helping them get into a house.
Eventually, will the grant money...
The grant money goes away. We do it at the beginning of every year. It will probably be gone by mid-July. The other great thing with this program is we can reserve your money. If you know you want to buy a house in the next 6 months and have not found that house, you can give me a call. We can reserve that money and you have up to 6 months to find a house.
Sounds like a great program and enough time to find a house. That, 6 months is generous.
Yeah, that way the money won't be gone when you go to look for a house. Maybe in the fall, it'll all be reserved for you.
Interesting. Sounds like you have everything covered.
We are trying. We also can work with the county. Lackawanna County also has a grant program available for first-time homebuyers, and our program works with that grant as well.
Can you explain a little bit more about the county program?
Yes, Lackawanna County will give you up to $8,500 to use towards your down payment. You do not have to have any specific money to match that. They work it more on a needs base, so they see exactly what you need, and they will give you up to an additional $8,500 for down payment and an additional $1,500 for closing costs. So you're actually getting $10,000 from them and $15,000 from us. Or I'm sorry, $5,000 from us, which totals $15,000.
Right. So how about income requirements there?
The income requirements for Lackawanna County are the same. So our grant, First Front Door, OECD, and Lackawanna County all work within the same HUD median. So if they qualify for our grant or if they qualify for OECD or Lackawanna County, they can all be interchanged.
So this opens up the door for people who wouldn't think they'd be able to own a house. This is great stuff.
We've closed five loans so far. It's pretty exciting. They just started, the money just became available in the middle of March. So closings are starting to happen now. And we actually have 10 people that have reserved money and are out actively looking for houses. There's no penalty to them if they don't find houses. And once their 6 months is up, that money becomes available again for somebody else to use.
Could they reapply?
They can reapply.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Can reapply.
Okay. With us today is Lori Rudalavage, Vice President, Senior Mortgage Lender at PS Mortgage. Once again, your contact information, please.
My contact information, my phone number is 570-586-3122. I'm located at 251 East Grove Street in Clark Summit, PA. And you can always email me at lrudalavage@psbanking.com.
And you're on Facebook.
I'm always on Facebook. We have a great Facebook page that you can follow and find any programs that are going out. It's PS Mortgage.
Thank you, Lori. Pat, would you like to review a listing,
yes,
please?
Yes, we have one of those great deals we were talking about. This is a two-bedroom, one-bath home. It's at 1918 Jackson Street in Scranton for only $31,000. This is the perfect starter home. It's got off-street parking, a fenced-in yard. All the appliances are included. It could use some updating, but at this price, it's definitely worth checking out. That's a two-bedroom home at 1918 Jackson Street in Scranton for only $31,000, and that is listed by Karen Kashuba of our office.
Thank you. I have a list of overlooked dream cities in Pennsylvania.
All right. In Pennsylvania, okay.
Yeah, guess who made the list?
Dunmore?
No. No. Stay tuned. You're about to find out. Okay, this is according to Good Calls 2017 Overlooked Dream Cities. The website analyzed cities with less than 300,000 residents, rated them based on factors such as crime rate, cost of living, amenities, and walkability. Erie landed in the first spot, thanks to the low cost of living there, which is 18.5% below the national average. The city is very walkable. Erie is known as the Gem City, and it's also well known for entertainment and attractions. Scranton, as we know, is the Electric City, right? Came in second.
Really?
Are you impressed?
Yes.
I am too. The city's affordability helped it land so high on the list because it is 20% below the national average cost of living. Scranton scores high on the walkability list, and it offers residents, you'll love this, many bars and restaurants downtown.
You got that right.
Doesn't it seem like there's a bar for every house?
That's right.
Okay. Well, we also have the Steamtown Marathon, which is big. And it also pulls in a lot of people from all over for the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
And they use every bar.
And they use all those bars. And then the Steamtown National Park and the Lackawanna Coal Mining Tour. I mean, we can go on and on, but there's a lot of attractions here. Allentown rounded out the top five on the list. Now, it has a higher population of 120,000, and it's the third largest city in the Commonwealth. The cost of living in Allentown is 13% below the national average. It's very walkable, too, and it has a new riverfront district, which offers a lot of stores, restaurants, offices, and residential homes. So that was good news. I was glad to see Scranton made a good list for once.
Yes, yes.
Yes. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
What can a Century 21 agent do for you? They show your home, solve your problems, and pet your dog. They provide the service of a butler and the savvy of a business tycoon. They explain the market, love a good barbecue, and never drink milk from the carton, so invite one over. They do your homework, legwork, and sometimes yard work. Basically, they provide some TLC to YOU. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. Learning a lot. There's a lot of good programs. Wait till you hear what she's got coming up.
Yeah, we have with us Lori Rudalavage, Vice President, Senior Mortgage Lender with PS Mortgage.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Pat. We've recently been talking about our program that I'm so excited to share with everybody, the First Front Door Grant. To recap a little bit, this is a grant. It is a match of the home buyer's contribution of 3-to-1, which means for every dollar the home buyer contributes, we will match that in $3 in grant assistance. The maximum of $5,000. To summarize that, if the borrower has $1,667, we will give them an additional $5,000 to use towards their closing costs and down payment.
It can be used with other programs. The county has a program, the city of Scranton has a program, and that's really where it takes off.
The county and the city of Scranton have programs, the city of Scranton OECD. The great thing about our program and our grant is they can be used in conjunction with those two. So you can get double the money just about. If you're buying in the city of Scranton, you can use OECD, or if you're buying in a city in Lackawanna County, you can use the county's program.
Very good. Do we know about any other counties offering programs? Wayne, Pike, Monroe, Wyoming?
Up in Bradford and Sullivan County, it works with Trehab, and I'm not sure of anything else in the in Susquehanna County. We can use the USDA loan to match that up, but I don't know of any other programs that's offering grant assistance.
Okay, very good.
Some of the qualifications that they need is they do have to fall within 80% of the area's HUD median income. That can range anywhere from one person to $33,350 up to a family of four of $47,600. And that's based on how many people are in your family and what county that you want to live in, but we can look that up for anybody that's interested in applying for this grant.
And this grant that you're offering, you have to stay in the house for 5 years, or else you have to pay it back.
You do have to live in the house for 5 years. 20% drops off every year of that $5,000. If you do have to sell the house for any reason and you are not making a profit on that, in certain cases, you don't have to pay it back. You know, we're just looking for people to not purchase a house and sell it next year. We want this to be your home, and we're offering the grant to help people get into homes.
What other requirements of the applicant must be made?
They must be a first-time home buyer, which to us means they have not owned a house in the last 3 years, and it could be for a single person who owned a house jointly. We call them displaced spouses, and that just basically means they owned a house with their spouse and are now trying to purchase something on their own. We do require some education. You can do that online or take a class. It really takes about 45 minutes to an hour to complete that education. Just talks about the importance of home ownership and how to keep your house the way that you should, and to budget, and just want to make sure that everybody understands everything about a house, so it is outside education that they have to take. I didn't mention before, but this program, we had talked about programs, families that this worked for. We do offer this programs to students who work at least 30 hours a week. So they would have to show a history of working 30 hours a week. An example of somebody that may be doing this is somebody maybe going back for their master's or PhD, and they are working, and if they fall within $33,350 working that 30 hours a week, they would qualify for this grant.
That's good to know, because I'm sure students sometimes don't think that they...
Really? That wouldn't even be a possibility if I was a student. I wouldn't even think that I could own a house. I wouldn't think of that.
Get your foot in the door and start owning properties rather than renting. Save a lot of money over time while you're still finishing your education.
On another note, you just posted some really terrific news about student loans. Anything you want to alert the listeners about?
We did. Anybody that's tried to buy a house in the last, I would say, 18 months and had large student loan bills, we have great news for you. Up until last week, we had to use 1% of your balance as a payment, even if you were on income-based. So let's do an example. You have $100,000 in student loans, but you're on an income-based program, and your payment's only $130. If you came to apply for a mortgage, we had to use in your debt ratio 1% of that, or $1,000, as a qualifying payment, even though you're only paying $130 on that loan. That changed last week, and I think that's going to open up home ownership to a lot of people that are carrying that student loan debt, because we can use their income-based payments now rather than 1% of their balance.
I paid student loans forever and a day.
Student loans are crippling. The amount of money that has to be paid back for a college education, sometimes I say, is it worth it? I went to a city college in New York 100 years ago, and it was $500 a semester. I mean, now, was it five? It's probably triple that per credit. It's unbelievable.
That's a whole radio show there alone. But yeah, my son is graduating in 2 weeks from college. My daughter graduated from college last year. So the college costs are quite up there. And it's very hard for students getting out of school and facing the debt of these student loans to afford a house.
To even think about buying a house.
Really? They're coming out and they have a mortgage and they don't even own a home.
That's true.
They have a mortgage payment.
So now if they can get into one of the income-based programs and they can get an affordable payment on their student loan, we can use that payment and that will help them get into houses.
Okay, that was great news. I'm glad we thought of that. You also have anything else you want to talk about regarding the grant program?
I think we've covered it all on the grant, but anybody that would like more information, you can call me at any time. My phone number is 570-586-3122. I did want to talk about another program that we're very proud of. We call it our 52 for Blue program. And we started this program, I think, about 3 months ago, maybe a little bit earlier than that. And it was during a time when the police officers were taking a lot of flack. And we thought, what a hard job that is, and how they put their life on the line every single day, and they get no appreciation for it at all. So we wanted to give back to that community. So we started 52 for Blue, and it's a program that is dedicated to first responders. And as a first responder, you could be a police officer, firefighter, volunteer, ambulance driver, EMT, anybody that's on the front line for first responders. And we're offering discounts on mortgage rates, any program that you do, if you fall within that field, again, whether you're employed in that field or volunteer on that in that field. And in addition to that, we go out at least once a week to a local fire department, police station, and we deliver either lunch or dinner for that station, just to show our appreciation for what they do for us every day. And we hope this gives back a little bit.
What a neat program.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
I haven't heard about any other company offering something like this or doing what you do.
We just had a strategic meeting one day, and you know, we really were just talking about the importance of that job and how underappreciated they are, and we thought we would try something different. It's been very, very successful. We've gone out to probably 40 or 50 different stations, and we're going to continue to do that for a year. We've had at least a dozen or more people apply because of this program. It's not free money to them, but it's a discounted rate, and that adds up over a 30-year period.
Significantly.
It does. So if you work in that field, or again, if you volunteer in that field, you're always eligible for a discount. And that's bank-wide, so if you do a home equity loan or a car loan or a personal loan, that's bank-wide. There's a discount for that.
So it's not just buying a house.
It's not just buying a house. Okay. Not just buying a house.
Good news. And again, firemen, police officers,
ambulance, EMT,
firefighters,
volunteer or paid.
Very good. And we have a paid fire department in Dunmore, but most of our area does have volunteer.
Yes, everybody's volunteer. Mostly everywhere is volunteer up here.
The small communities are volunteer. They put a lot of hours in and volunteer all their time. And again, it was just a way that we could show some appreciation to the people that just volunteer and give time to their community to help it be a better community.
You saying thank you and giving back to those that give so much.
That's what we're trying to do.
All right, wonderful. With us today, Lori Rudalavage, Vice President, Senior Mortgage Lender with PS Mortgage, which is a division of PS Bank. Once again, your contact information.
I could be reached by phone at 570-586-3122. My email address is lrudalavage@psbanking.com. And if you do spend some time on Facebook, you can like our page, which is PS Mortgage. And we put information up every day about these programs and other things that are going on.
Lots of great news. You do post a lot of good news. Thank you, Lori, for being with us.
Thank you, Jackie. Thanks, Pat.
Would you come back next week?
I would love to come back next week.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes. We have a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath home at 1924 Lafayette Street in Scranton for $118,000. This home is in great condition. It has hardwood floors and beautiful woodwork, a fireplace, new kitchen and new baths, a landscape yard with a deck and a patio. It also has a full attic for storage, and the home is loaded with charm. That's a beautiful updated three-bedroom, two-bath home at 1924 Lafayette Street in Scranton for $118,000, and that's listed by Amanda Rudis of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I have the profile of home buyers and sellers from NAR. That's the National Association of Realtors. So these are the who bought homes last year. 18% of recent home buyers were veterans, and 2% were active duty service members. At 31%, the primary reason for purchasing a home was a desire to own a home. That's still the strongest reason why most people bought last year. And the characteristics of the homes purchased, buyers of new homes made up 14% of buyers, and previously owned homes, the buyers of those homes made up 86%. So more people are buying previously owned homes as opposed to new homes. And those that chose a new home, why did they choose a new home? They did not want repairs to their plumbing and electrical. And the buyers who purchased previously owned homes, they often considered a previously owned home because they thought that they could get a better price on that home. Detached single-family homes continue to be the most common home type for recent home buyers at 83%, followed by 7% of buyers who chose townhomes or row homes. thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.